We had a meeting at our apartment this last Sunday and had a bunch of folks over and shared a meal together. And my brother, Troy Taylor, come up here, Troy, if you would. If you don't know him, this is Troy Taylor and Penny, his wife back there, wave. And that's Noah and that's Rowan. And we love this family. They were introduced to us through the Paulsers, I believe, is kind of how we got to know each other. So been hanging out at some house churches, and he shared what the Lord is doing in his heart in this season. They're a long-term missionary family serving the Lord overseas at a few different countries and back here now teaching and working retail and just seeking the face of the Lord. But he's doing a work in their heart, and I gave him 120 seconds to prepare for this. So he's going to do great. I just wanted him to share what he shared with us the other day.
Thanks. It's an honor to be here with you this morning. It's so good to be with people who love the Lord and just be in the presence with you all and worship the Lord. And we've been in Wichita for about 6 years. That's probably the longest we've ever been any place. And I'm a person that loves change. I love to move and groove. And we came back from the mission field due to some financial hardship. And so, okay, we were asking God, what next? And so it's been a long journey. And I'm an assistant manager at Mardell, the Christian book and education store in Wichita, Kansas. And I haven't really enjoyed it because I feel like, God, there's you want something more. And I've searched for some ministry opportunities, but nothing was happening. So I was just, feeling stuck in my job. I was actually hating it. And I was in a place of pride, and I was in a place of just God wanting something more than the Lord himself. And it's a hard struggle. My wife's just been praying for me, and my son was saying, Dad, you've become an introvert, because I used to be more extroverted and outgoing, and I just kind of become closed in and closed off because I was just upset with where my life was and taking things for granted. And several weeks ago, my son came down with COVID, and then my wife got it, and then I got it. And the Lord allowed that breaking of me, and he is so good. He showed me just how prideful and arrogant and stubborn I'd been for so long. But it was such a sweet breaking because I felt the presence of the Lord. And I could sense his presence and know his love for me. And that I just want Jesus. He broke me of my pride and my arrogance towards him. And he loved me anyways. He took me to Psalm 27. For one thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his holy temple. And actually, it was several weeks ago, before my son got COVID, I came up and I asked Brother Jonathan to pray for me. And he said my name as I came up to him. I'm like, how do you know who I am? And he says, oh, I just know you. And I asked him to pray for me because I was at my wit's end. And I just wanted Jesus. And he prayed for me and unleashed this, what's been the next seems like forever in my life, what God has done in my life. And so I'm thankful for the prayers of him and the brothers here and sisters. But God is glorious. He's infinitely more glorious than anything I could have ever wanted or imagined or asked for. And he's good. And I've tasted him, and he's working in my life. And praise the Lord. I just want Jesus. And life's taken on new meaning. My work is not, I have an opportunity, Christ in me, the hope of glory, when I go to work. I have opportunity to love the people around me, to love my family, to not take things for granted. And God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. That's so good. Thank you, brother. So good. So good. Thank you, brother.